Well, I think you said it correctly. We rescue a point. It wasn't our greatest performance on the pitch, but we showed until the last second a good desire, and they got rewarded for it. So they still, the whole team showed that they really want, and it wasn't really academic today. But I'm happy for the team. They got rewarded at the end.
I guess if there is one thing you can take, it's the fact that they fought all the way to the end and they didn't give up.
Exactly. So you summed it up correctly. I think we rescue a point, and more important, they don't win, because if they win and they run away from us, this is a 6-point game. It's a very important equaliser.
Yeah, the general performance today seems to be lacking once again. I mean, you mentioned last week after the Burnley game that, you know, we played a lot of difficult sides, but this is a rival, so I guess the level of performance doesn't really bode very well.
No, I agree. Today was not our best game, far off, but the mentality was there, and this is also very important. So, I repeat, I'm happy they got their late rewards for it.
We lost Aliou Diarra again to injury. The problems seem to be mounting up in that department. Do you know how serious the injury is at this early stage?
Well, he got a kick first on the leg, and then another kick on his ankle. So he overstretched it. So it looks he cannot step on it. So it looks it looks not so good for the moment. But then again, in 48 hours or 24 hours, we will see how bad the damage is.
What's the mood like in the dressing room at the moment? Obviously, another game without a win, but an important late point, I guess.
Well, half-time, it's amazing, but 51st minute, we concede. And it's the second week in a row, we concede just before half-time, which is a big blow. And the lad said, we all pepped him up and lift him. Not again. We're not going to let happen again what happened in Burnley. And I think on the mentality to fight back, they show that they didn't want that to happen again.